Amen. Father, we thank you for every declaration, Father God. We decree and declare that the Lord is a sun and a shield. He bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from us. We decree and declare that we will actively seek and live by God's wisdom. Therefore, we are highly favored and esteemed in the sight of God and men. We decree and declare God's favor brings promotion and causes us to increase daily. We decree and declare our enemies cannot triumph over us because the Lord has favored us. We decree and declare supernatural increase and promotion. We decree and declare your presence and your care preserve and protect us in Jesus' name. We decree and declare we will respond to your word with grace, Father God, and wisdom. We decree and declare, Father God, that we will take wise counsel. We decree and declare we are hidden with Christ. And we decree and declare that our future is now. We decree and declare that our destiny is sealed by the blood of the Lamb and we are blessed. We decree and declare the Lord will bless our bread and water and take sickness away from our life. We decree and declare we will bless our food. God will bless our food and protect us from illness. We decree and declare our eyes will see and our ears will hear. We will be blessed, Father God. We decree and declare the body you have created and given us, Father God, is blessed and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are filled with your glory and your presence. We decree and declare we are predestined by God to become the image of your Son. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare we are set free, washed, and purified by the blood. We decree and declare whatever is lost shall be found in Christ Jesus. Prophetess Darling, please open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
La 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, and your love, and your loving kindness, and for bringing us together again, God, and allowing us to see this new day that you have made. And thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, God, for healing the sick and those who have divers diseases, any mental problems, God, any emotional problems, Lord, any problems, oh God, you are the great physician. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for your mercy and your love, your loving kindness, God. Look upon those whose names are on the sick list, God. Those names are being lifted up to you every morning, every night. God, touch their bodies, strengthen them, and let them know. Let them feel your presence, Lord. And bless each and every person on the line this morning, God. And touch them, God, in a mighty way. Strengthen your people, God. And draw them even closer to you, God. Thank you for being in the midst of our prayer, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst. And we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for favor. Thank you for increase. Thank you because your mercy just abounds and abounds. It's plentiful, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for healing my body, God. Thank you for strength. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for your mercy. And God, I ask you to look upon the master prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and the entire company of prophets, God. Bless each and every one, God, and bless the revival, God. Look upon your elderly people, God. Keep them close to your heart. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for sparing my life, Lord. I appreciate it so much. I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan,
for their faithfulness in ministry and in globalizing the prophetic and for being a guest. I thank you for wisdom and clarity, total healing for all those that's on the sick and shut-in list, Lord. I thank you for just who you are, Father. Thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for the instructions that we're given daily through you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for just new beginnings, a new life, a new way of being, Lord. I thank you for each family that's represented on this line and all the guests for the first time and all the partners that come in every night faithfully. I thank you for just being able to come in your presence to pray. I thank you for all the mothers of the church worldwide, Mother Jordan, Mother Barry, and Mother Gladys. I thank you for all the children and their comings and goings, and I thank you for protecting them daily. Thank you for peace, world peace, Lord. And I thank you for all those that seek in you and find in you, Lord. I thank you for the fivefold ministry. I thank you for the fresh wind of wealth that you give us. I thank you for the new connections, the new ideas, the new creative ideas that you give us, Lord. I thank you for just the power of who you are and your word and your strength, Lord, to daily walk through it throughout this earth, Lord. And I thank you for being who you are, Lord. I thank you for the restoration that you give your people worldwide that's been devastated in different states and countries. And I thank you that we're able to come to you to pray because many people don't have the privilege to come to you safely to pray, Lord. And I give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, which comfort me. Father, thank you for being our comforter, Father God. Thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Thank you for refreshing us, Father God. Thank you for renewing us, Father God. We thank you for this revival we're in the midst of even now, Father God. Father God, continue to move and flow even on behalf of your people. Show yourself mightily even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every life here on the line, even on this new morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for restoration even now. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. We thank you for traveling mercies even now, Father God. And Father God, comfort those that need your comforting even now, Father God. Father God, those that feel that they have a loss, Father God, renew them, Father God, and allow them to feel your love and your support even now, Father God. Father God, touch the Turner family even now, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you for all the joy and the peace that you're giving each and every one of us even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps even now, Father God. Father God, open our ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, Father God. Father God, thank you for keeping our walk in alignment, Father God. Father God, forgive us for our sins even now, Father God. Father God, I love you. Thank you. And we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Father God, I thank you that you're not man, Father God. I thank you for you have given us blessing upon blessing upon blessing, and the blessings added rich and added no sorrow, Father God. For it is not any things that make us rich, but it's your blessings that make us rich, even in health situations, Father God. We bless your name this day, God, and we thank you for everything in our life, from our strength to our health to our homes, Father God, to every breath that we take, Father God. for every movement in our limbs and even how the blood flows through our veins, Father God. We hold up today, Father God, those that mourn. We hold up those that are lost and lonely. We hold up today, Father God, in the space of those even in ICU, Father God, getting ready to go through surgery, Father God, that you touch their bodies, Father God, that your will is done for them and in them and through them, Father God, right now. And those that are their friends and family, Father God, comfort them in this hour, God. Everyone on this line, God, we're asking that you touch them as we touch and agree with them for their family, their friends, and even themselves, Father God. You heard the cry, Father God. You knew the situation before it was even mentioned. You've seen everybody on that list, Father God, even if we don't always remember people. And you, Father God, is the one who gives the power, the strength, and the healing, and we trust you for that, God. We thank you for our elders in our churches, Father God, and we thank you, God, for the youth department and the young people doing what they have been called to do, Father God. We cancel in this day addiction, Father God. We cancel cancer, Father God, for we see clean bloodlines, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for every prophetic word that has been uttered in our lives and the words that are going to come forth for the next day and the next year, Father God. We just thank you, God. We're touching and agreeing, holding up our Archbishop and Pastor Jordan, the Jordan legacy, Father God, that you will continue to breathe life through them, Father God, and strengthen them along the way, Father God. Every senior, Father God, in a senior home, Father God, we're just asking you, Father God, as we touch and agree, that you cover them from any senior abuse in this hour, God, that you give them compassion and their family comfort, Father God, and that the days of old, Father God, that you make peaceful for those needing the peace, Father God, that their bones won't ache and their minds won't worry, but their minds will always remember you, Father God. We thank you, God. And we're touching and agreeing for the sick and shut-in, Father God, for our governmental situation, Father God, and every prophet that's on this line, Father God. Touch their family and their lives, Father God. Touch, oh, Father God, we just bless your name for Pastor Mascarene Cohen, the prophetic words that keep being uttered over her life, Father God. For we see you got her, Father God, and we thank you for the words that she brings to our lives as well. We're continuing to give you the honor and the glory and the praise, Father God, because you are all and all. You love us, and we love you, Father God. We humble before you, God, and we trust you for every situation, every trial, every turmoil, Father God, for we come out as pure gold, God, because we got it because you got us. We thank you, God, for our life and our families, God. We give your name the praise. Amen.
Amen, amen. And, Father, we thank you for revival. We pray, God, that you revive us. Each and every one of us, Father God, once again. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, become a lamp. Your word will become a lamp unto our feet, and that you will quicken our spirits, Father God, to move and to live and have all of your being. We thank you, Father God, for prayer this evening, God. We thank you for elevation in prayer, God, and that the heavens will open, God, and that you will hear our prayer, God. We thank you, Father God, for liberty, God, and for freedom, God. We thank you that he that the Son set free is free indeed, God. We pray for healing, Father God, in every situation, healing of our emotions, healing, Father God, of our health, healing, Father God, even in our wealth, God, healing, Father God, in our soul, in every aspect of our being. We pray for healing. We call you Jehovah Rapha, God. We know that you are the God that heals, God. And we thank you, Father God, that yokes will be broken, God. And, Father God, that the shackles will begin to come off of our feet, God. And, Father God, we will run the race, Father God, and press for the mark of the high call. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving, God, and we're living and having all your being, God, and that we understand, Father God, that we are, Father God, created in your image, God. And we understand, Father God, that you have given us power and authority, Father God, to tread over serpents, Father God, and, Father God, and to quiet the noisy pestilence, Father God, through the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, God. We thank you, God, that you hide us under the shadow of the Almighty, God. We thank you, Father God, that you hide us from the snare of the fowler, and, Father God, even from the noisy pestilent and the foe, God. We praise you, Father God, because, Father God, you're moving by your Spirit, God. We thank you that you're positioning your people in the right places at the right time, God. We thank you for new destinies, God. We thank you that our purpose will be fulfilled, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the fruit of our lips, God, will begin to speak and decree a thing, and it shall be so, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the breakthrough, Father. We thank you for the harvest, God. We thank you for our inheritance, God. We thank you for generational inheritance, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are blessing your people, Father God, one by one, God. And we thank you for the expectation and the excitement in the atmosphere, God. As we wait on the Lord, God, we worship and praise you, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that when praises go up, God, blessings come down, God. We thank you, Father God, that we elevate, Father God, and lift you up on high, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are El Elyon, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, God. We call upon the name of the Lord, Father God, and we thank you for our inheritance tonight, God. We thank you for our health. We thank you for new wealth. We thank you for understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving us, God, into new dimensions, Father, and that you're moving us into new territories, God. We thank you for those that are on their knees praying for marriages, praying for relationships, praying that the crooked places be made straight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the single women, Father God, that are reaching out to you tonight, God. We thank you for the married women, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the mothers, Father God. We thank you for their faithfulness and their commitment, Father God, and their long life service, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will look upon us this evening, God, and that, Father God, you will give us our just rewards, Father. Remember every voice on this line, Father. Remember their families. Remember their homes, God. Remember those that are listening on the line, God. Hear every petition, God, and answer every petition, Father. We thank you, Father God, where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing that it is done, God. And Father God, we decree that it is done. You said, command the work of your hands, God. And we thank you, Father God, for the breakthrough, God. We thank you for the revival, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are in the midst of us, God. And as we call upon the name of the Lord, God, we want to give you the thanks. We want to give you the praise. We want to say thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you've done, God. We thank you for restoration, God. We thank you for renewal, God. We thank you for strength, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving in obedience tonight, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, God. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will, we commit every desire we have, God. And we commit, Father God, every worry, God. We cast down every vain imagination, God. And we thank you, Father God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that as you strengthen us, God, we thank you for it. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor in all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy God, we thank you.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God. And again, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness from our minds and from our will, God, from your will, God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for opening doors, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for clarity, God. We thank you, God, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. understanding, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for directing their lives and in the lives of your people, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blotting out any sins of yesterday in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we may decrease and you may increase in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us a clear understanding, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for restoring us to good health, oh God. We thank you, God, that we glorify your name, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for abundance, oh God, in your truth, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for protecting us by our great, by our might, great King. We thank you for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, that your wings of the morning bear us away from the darkness and fear and bring us to the light and bless hope, God. We thank you, oh God, for opportunities of this new day, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord will wipe away the tears off of our faces. The Lord shall swallow up sickness in victory. The Lord shall swallow up poverty in victory. The Lord shall swallow up division in victory. The Lord shall swallow up divorce in victory and shall wipe away the tears. God, we thank you for your power that's present on the line even now. For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. At the end of every seventh year, debts are canceled, and we can decree and declare for debt cancellation, as this is the eighth year and this is our new beginning. We thank you, Lord God, for new beginnings. We thank you, Lord God, for magnificently increasing credit scores by your power, for it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracle of credit scores increasing. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles of health, miracles of new positions, miracles of new automobiles, new, Lord God, jobs, Lord God, new residents, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that your manifestation is now. We thank you, Lord God, that you release your people so they can worship you. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall rule over those that have oppressed us. We thank you, Lord God, that you sanctify us in your truth, for your word is truth, and you commanded us to be strong and of a good courage and to fear not, nor be afraid, for you are with us whithersoever way we go, and you will not fail us nor forsake us, Lord God. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, God, that you shed upon us your glorious light and you bring forth our healing and our godliness will lead us forward. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our shield and our buckler. We thank you, Lord, that you cause us to rejoice because we trust in you. Thank you, Lord God, that we rejoice and we're exceedingly glad because we stagger not because of the promise of God. And we know that you are able to bring to pass what you have promised. We thank you, Lord God, for the authority that's in your word. Thank you, God, for defending the oppressed and the needy and rescuing those that are suffering in bondage. We thank you, Lord God, for relieving the oppressed. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing that destroys every yoke. And we give you the glory, God, for the revival that you have released in the land. We thank you for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we bless our first family. We cover them. We speak protection over them. In the Rosheta, and no weapon formed against them will prosper. We release our angels of war to war against every demonic force that would come against our first family. We break the power of the witch and the warlock. We uncover them and send them packing. For when the enemy comes in, one way he flees, seven ways. And we thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, people of God, we thank you for your faithfulness to this prayer call. We thank you for your stand. We thank you for your yes, amen. And we ask Prophetess Joyce Hartley if you would please do the announcements.
Amen. 9 a.m. Eastern Time, a conference call. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., all things prophetology, amen. 8 p.m., conference call, join Prophet Joshua Jordan in the company of prophets, Monday through Friday. And don't forget to join us in prayer. Pastor Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Dial in 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. And please do not forget to check your emails, amen, every day to see what the Master Prophet sends on MP3, you know, to see what seed is the best seed to sow for the day, amen. And the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival is still on, amen and amen, until the 31st, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 11 a.m. and also 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Amen. And you can text to give, amen, at our 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. Amen. Don't forget, our leading lady birthday month is still going on until the end of this month. You could sow 58, and you could double it, you could triple it, you could put 1,000 in front of it, and 2, whatever God allow you to do. Thank you so much. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And don't forget that if you have already completed your Book of the Month 3 pledge, go ahead, don't delay, start your Book of the Month 4. You don't want to miss the first release of Master Prophet's books for 2018. Amen. You want to be in the know, amen, and you want to receive that new work for 2018. Archbishop has been outdoing himself, and I cannot wait to get my first publication, amen, for 2018. So go ahead and set up your Book of the Month 4, amen. And by being in the Book of the Month Club, amen, you will have your next conference covered, amen. Your hotel, your food, your registration will be covered by being a member of the Book of the Month Club. Amen. And more information about the next prophecology will be coming forth. But you want to make sure that you have registered for Book of the Month 4. Amen and amen. People of God, once again, we want to thank you for your service. We want to thank you for your stand. I thank you, amen, Company of Prophets, for being on the court on this morning, and have a wonderful Sunday. God bless.